Hello world.
People of our class.
Miss Evans. My dog.
Lily, you don't have a dog.
My cat.
My mom.
Welcome to our podcast! Woo! Today, we're going to be discussing the school-wide issue of student stress levels rising in recent years and how 7 classes is a major factor in that. Being a student myself, I can vouch for being a student myself, I can vouch for anybody that says that school is stressful, because it is.
Yeah.
It's super stressful.
Yeah.
I mean, you go to class, and who knows what you have to do that day. You could have like 10 tests in one day. Just kidding, you can only have 7. Really, yeah. 7 periods. But you can have 10 tests in one day, and then you have to go home, and you have to do like homework for every single class. And most classes, they have homework that's due that night.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also have homework that's due not that night, but in a couple of days or maybe a week.
And you know you're going to have to get started on it because you don't want to have to, you know, do all of it in one night.
Yeah. And so, and then, you know, who knows, one day you might walk in a class and boom, we have to write an essay. And you're like, dang, I forgot.
Yeah.
Or pop quiz. Or pop tests. Those sneak up on you, let me tell you. Every day. But all those things considered, that can be super stressful on a kid my age. On a kid any age, really.
And yeah.
There have been studies from New York University and the American Psychological Association, and they both state that in recent years, our mental health has been deteriorating while, you know?
It honestly has. Like, it said in a survey out of 1,018 students from ages 13 to 17 in 2003, during the school year, there was almost a 55% like stress level between all students. And but in like during the summer, it was at 37%. So,
and even in our own school, we have been affected by suicide in recent years, and maybe not even our school, but our community. Kids have been suicidal because...
Yeah, depression, I mean, you see more people depressed now than you really have ever seen.
Yeah, because we put so much pressure on our kids to become the valedictorian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's only one valedictorian. We can't all be it.
Exactly. And a lot of students are also, like me myself, my mom gets mad at me if I, you know, miss assignments or I fail stuff. But at the same time, it's not only school that's stressing us out. We have other
jobs, stuff
besides school. We have jobs. We have, you
we
know,
take care
social
of our pets.
Lives. We have a family. They don't know our problems. And I feel like, on a spectrum, all students are kind of like expected to go to school, make good grades and stuff, and no one really looks at like the outside stuff of what goes on.
Like, I go home and I have to take care of my pets and I have to take a shower because, you know, you don't want to be that one dirty girl that goes to school not taking a shower 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, like, you have to do that and you have to eat too. Like, you have to spend time with your family. I mean, when you're stressed out over school, you're sitting in your room for hours at a time. Just sometimes you're just staring at a piece of paper because you don't know how to do it, but it's due tomorrow,
yeah,
and there's no
so
time to ask your teacher.
Mm-hmm. And some teachers, you know, like, you ask to go to
tutoring,
IF or tutoring, it's like they have stuff to do, and it's like, well,
you can't.
And then you have to go to this tutoring, and you're trying to find time for all of the stuff when on
or
the outside.
There's multiple kids in that tutoring, and so your teacher, if it's a math teacher, they might only be able to help you with one or two problems.
Yeah, exactly. That's
and
why,
maybe when you have 100 questions.
Yeah, that's why block scheduling would be a whole lot better, in my opinion. And honestly, to a lot of people's opinion, there's been so many researches from you, like you said, New York University and the American Psychological Association. And there was a quote that I really liked from Dennis Pope. He's a senior lecturer at Stanford. He graduated from the School of Education, and he's the co-founder of Challenges of Success. I don't really know what that is.
But he said, if you follow kids over the course of a school day, you see that they're exhausted. The entire education system has created a pressure cooker for students and staff. School is now all about the grades. It's all about the tests, the homework, and it's really just a lot of jumping through hoops. And I totally understand, because we're not learning how to
be prepared for life either.
Yeah, we're just learning how to understand the stuff long enough to pass the test, and then it's like, all right, what's the next thing I need to memorize for a couple days before I have to know how to do it?
Yes, and I totally agree with that. Like, I mean, like, if we were on a block schedule, we'd have more one-on-one time with the teacher, and, you know, there would be less classes. We would only take, since we have 7 classes, if we were on an AB schedule, which I believe South Effingham was on an AB schedule, like 6 years ago, around 2000, I don't know, I was like 10, when Mackie was in school, my little brother, he was on block schedule for 1 year, and then they switched it to 7 periods. And he has said, and I have references from teachers from my church that have also said that, you know, when you're on a block schedule, it's way easier. You have less classes. You would have 3 one day, 4 the next.
Yeah.
And they would be longer, like 90 minutes maybe.
Yeah, it would give, you know, them, the teacher, more time to, like, teach and have, like, that one-on-one relationship where, like, you know, it's like we see these, our teachers now, we see them for 50 minutes and then it's now, but then they'd be able to sit down and, like,
come around to each kid. And
yeah,
like,
and people have different learning abilities too. Like, some people are slower than others. Some people need certain things broken down. And I feel like the longer the class is, the more that teacher will know, you know, because some teachers can tell a student's struggling, but the longer they're with that student, they can really understand, like,
yeah.
Because sometimes students don't even know what they need help in. It's more of like a teacher's job to, like,
it's more of like a general, like, I don't know anything.
Yeah.
But really, you know some things, but you just don't really know what you don't know. You just know you don't know it, you know? And, you know, like, when you have a longer class, yeah, your lesson still may be 30 minutes. But like Jaden was saying, you can go back and, like, help each individual student. And if that student doesn't need help, they can finish their homework for other classes. And if you do have homework that you don't finish in class, then you have a whole day to recuperate from that class. Mm-hmm. And not to immediately just think about, you go home, you wake up, you're like, okay, I have 10 minutes. I need to do A, B, C, D, E, you know?
Yeah, I mean it's basically it. I mean,
like, block scheduling.
School basically makes all kids want to die at this point. I mean, trying to be, like, too graphic, but I mean, I've probably heard more kids say I want to die in the last, like,
couple years
than
ever.
I personally felt like times like that where I'm just, like, sitting in my bed. I'm like, this would be a whole lot easier if, like,
we just didn't. Yeah. It's like, I hear, I want to die at least 15 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just other people. That's not even including myself when I say it.
Mm-hmm.
And half the time, it's not even serious. I don't really want to die. I just want a break. I just don't want to have to think and do this.
Yeah, it's
all,
like,
over.
Throughout, like, we always have these dreams, like, I have a dream to be successful. I have a dream to be a marine biologist. I have a dream to
have a family.
I have a dream to
not be stressed out.
Make straight A's. I have a dream to have a big house one day, and then it's
all these things we can't have if we're all stressed out.
Exactly. It's we used to look at school as something like
fun. Something we used to want to go to.
And but now it's something that's like
stressful.
It's like the fact that it's so stressful kind of prevents us from believing in ourselves in the future, because it's like, if I can't even do this now, what makes
but it's
me
college
think I'm
gonna
be
like
able to do in the future?
But if you think about it, even college is set up on block schedules.
Yeah.
I mean, you only have what, maybe one or two, maybe three classes during a semester.
I mean,
and
harder,
each of those classes, they're longer, there's more work.
Yeah.
But you have only, like, say if you took biology, you would only have biology class like maybe 2 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it would kind of be a little sucky, but I mean, you have more time, you don't have to do it right then. You don't have to figure out how to do this math problem right then and there. You can have time. You have time to research it. You have time to ask your friends and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree.
I mean, school is so stressful. Life is stressful. Homework is stressful. I mean, waking up is stressful nowadays. I can't do anything without feeling stressful. Like,
it's every day. And even, like, the kids who, like, you know, some kids aren't privileged enough to have, like, because this is also an issue with, like, my family and a bunch of, like, close friends I have. Like, we don't have, like, our parents, we're not wealthy in a way. So it's like, we get jobs now so we can save up, like, I have a job and my entire paycheck goes into a savings account, so when I get older I'll be able to, you know, pay
provide
for college and stuff like that. But, you know, it's really hard also having a job when you have something to go to and you're
and some
you
people
have to go there.
Need to have a job.
Yeah.
Like they can't their parents
can't
support. They're like dead or disabled or
and
something. And they are their only life support. They are the only ones that they can rely on to get the job done. And so having the stress of seven classes, that's why many orphans and people in foster care are troubled and drug addicts and have mental health issues.
Yeah.
It's a little vivid, but...
Yeah, that's a big
thing. Maybe not exactly the drug addicts part, but I mean, you know, once they get out of foster care, they're kind of...
Yeah, it's just like basically a student's entire life just ends in stress. It's you have a paper due, stress. You have to go here with your family, you're stressed.
Can't do that. You have homework.
You have homework, oh, you're stressed. It's just very stressful.
I can see why people may think that having seven classes a day would be better. Like, you know, some people could argue that seeing your teacher every day would be better than seeing them every other day for a longer period of time.
Yeah.
Because in theory, you would still be seeing them the same amount of time, just not broken up.
Mm-hmm.
But as a student, I can't agree to that. I just feel like if we had a box schedule... We'd have the same amount of homework, but by the same time, less.
It would be different. And you can also see, for the people who say that, like, it doesn't work because it's, like, more cost efficient for schools and, like, it's, I mean, I can see from a point of view where it's better, but if you look at, like, schools like Richmond Hill who are on block schedules and then...
Savannah Christian,
and then you have them come here, which has happened. Like, Daniel, he's in my class, and he tells me almost, like, every day, like, he wishes he can go back because it's so much harder to have to learn, you know, seven periods of different subjects and study and have almost... like an hour of homework for each class, and we're up at 2:00 in the morning.
Which also makes us exhausted. When you go back to Dennis Pope thing, if you follow a kid around, they look exhausted because they don't have a break.
And I mean, as Daniel said, it's just hard. It's hard to go. When you were there, you had time to process what you were being learned and
learn it.
You were able to learn it, like actually. Like mentally learn something except when you're here with seven schedule or seven class periods, it's just different. It's harder. You have so much you have to understand, and if you don't understand one thing, you know, we move so fast, you're really just kind of screwed.
Yeah, it feels like you're drowning.
Yeah.
It feels like you're drowning. Well, I feel like that's most of what we have to talk about, at least for this project.
I could go on forever.
I really could too. But I'm sure you don't want to hear it. We've already exceeded it.
This concludes our podcast!
Woo, so much fun.